Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanante.
Hi, I'm Mike Passanante, your host for the Hospital Finance Podcast. And I'm joined today by John Bessler, who is our president and CEO here at Bessler Consulting. Welcome, John.
Welcome, Mike. Thank you.
So today, John is going to walk us through the transition from the common working file to HETS, and he's going to explain what that means for you as a hospital provider. So, John, why don't we dive right in, and can you explain for us what HETS is?
Absolutely. So HETS is essentially Medicare's replacement for the common working file. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services previously announced its intention to sunset the common working file eligibility tools and replace the common working file with the HIPAA eligibility transaction system, also known as HETS. It's much easier to say that in an acronym form, and you'll be hearing me use that a lot. According to CMS, the transition set, which is an X12 format, those requirements require the common working file to be up to HIPAA standards, which in their belief currently is not. Currently, CMS provides limited access through HETS and the eligibility information there to no more than 12 months in the past for many providers. However, there is an exception for current DSH-eligible providers to have access to up to 27 months of data.
So can you just elaborate for us the difference between the common working file and HETS?
Absolutely. Currently in the common working file, you can review claims for a significant period of time in the past. If you wanted to look at claims 3, 4, 5, 10 years old, even beyond that, you can absolutely go in. Currently, providers are afforded the opportunity to review claims for up to a 4-year time period in order to make retrospective adjustments for. If there's new and material evidence that has come to light, providers can absolutely go in, validate that eligibility and that data within the common working file, and then process through a claims reopening process. The most significant change that we've seen with the HETS proposal is that HETS, again, will only allow providers up to a 12-month retrospective time period to review this data. And again, with the exception of DSH providers, they would get 27 months. However, the biggest, the most significant change is that curtailment of the time period for a data review.
So how is the change to HETS going to impact providers?
Well, there's a few different ways that we see providers being impacted, and by no means would this be an exhausted list. However, a significant change that we've seen and we believe is just a sort of an unfair playing field for many providers is to review claims that have been previously audited by the RACs and other audit groups. In the provider community, many of you and many of us have lived with the RACs for a period of time now. And many audit programs, such as the RACs and or others, impact providers by including reviews of claims with dates of service well outside of that 12-month and or 27-month time period, depending on what type of provider you are. And when a RAC identifies a new claim for review, it's often necessary for an affected provider to review that eligibility information in place at the time of the hospital service and then respond to that RAC audit appropriately. Now, that's just one of the examples. I can go into a few more, including the retrospective billing and adjustments for transfer DRG cases, which for many hospitals is a significant area of potential revenue recovery. And the only way to get this data to adjust those claims in a compliant way would be to go into the common working file or an eligibility system and identify that information and then retroactively submit that bill and process that adjustment through. In addition to those, there's also claims that are affected by the newly instituted CMS quality programs, such as the Hospital Readmissions Reduction Program, as well as the Hospital Acquired Condition Reduction Program. And each of these programs examines a hospital performance over a historical period. For example, in fiscal year 2015, the readmissions penalty calculation included claims from July 1st, 2010 through June 30th, 2013. And the Hospital Acquired Condition Reduction Program used that same period of time to calculate those penalties. And since hospital providers are facing potentially substantial reimbursement reductions under these programs, CMS provides the opportunity for a hospital to review that specific claims data and to assess whether or not that data is correct and the hospital's performance based on that data. And among other factors, the status and start date of the beneficiary's eligibility is crucial to determining whether or not that given claim is included in the calculations and therefore subject to penalty. So you can see by curtailment of that look back period, just in the two newly instituted programs that CMS has come out with, providers would otherwise not be afforded that same opportunity to go into the HETS system and validate that data on an ongoing basis.
Does this change really impact that many hospitals?
Oh, absolutely. And we've done surveys with many of our clients on how they're currently using the Common Working File and the HETS system. The majority of our clients are continuing to use the Common Working File, as that really has been the gold standard for eligibility and other data for a significant period of time. And many of our providers are either unaware or have not been able to use the HETS system in a functional way. For example, nearly 76% of our survey results and respondents are currently using the Common Working File to determine proper discharge status for billing, specifically for the transfer DRG issue that I mentioned previously. In addition, for a significant number of our clients who are currently using the Common Working File system to validate RAC cases, there was about 56% of our clients that are only using the Common Working File and not using HETS to substantiate that data for their RAC reviews.
John, when is CMS going to require hospitals to use HETS?
Well, thus far in the release summaries that they've announced, their initial date was to completely sunset the Common Working File as of April 1st, 2014. Since then, CMS has been relatively silent on when they will institute a mandatory use of the HETS system. However, in the latest release summary, they've mentioned that upon a 90-day notice to the provider community, they will be shutting off the Common Working File and fully implementing the HETS system. However, to answer your question in short, there is no date certain.
So, John, if I'm a hospital who uses the Common Working File, why haven't I heard about this?
Well, it's not surprising that many of our clients have not heard about this transition from the Common Working File to HETS, and primarily because of how CMS has made certain announcements around it. Typically, when a significant change happens within CMS, it's put out for a comment period, and providers are afforded the opportunity to, within a certain time frame, reply very specifically and come up with very specific concerns and questions about a change. However, for the better part of a decade, CMS has been making these announcements through a very informal process called release summaries. And this is essentially outside of the traditional rulemaking process, which would, again, allow providers for a further comment and discussion among CMS. These release summaries have really flown under the radar for many providers and for many of the community that we speak with. And ultimately, from our perspective, the pain doesn't really start until the change occurs. However, what we're working on here at Bessler is trying to remain ahead of that change and advocate for a mutually agreeable resolution with CMS on behalf of our provider community.
John, does Bessler believe the reasons CMS has given for the conversion to HETS are valid?
Absolutely. What we've seen from CMS is primarily its concern, and I believe the provider community would share this concern as well, is around the data integrity of the Common Working File in favor of a more updated system, a more HIPAA-compliant system in CMS's mind, which again would be the replacement of the Common Working File to HETS. So absolutely, I think the provider community would agree with CMS that these are valid concerns. I think everyone shares from not only a security but from a data integrity issue that this should be attended to and fixed. However, from our perspective, the Common Working File, first of all, isn't necessarily broken, and so its ultimate replacement may or may not need to occur, and that's ultimately for CMS to decide from a technology standpoint what works for it as well as the provider community best. However, the exception that we take and the concern that many of our providers share is that the seemingly arbitrary look-back period for data within the new HETS system just doesn't work for many of the reasons that I explained before from a operational standpoint, as well as just a usability and data access standpoint. Providers need access to more data than 12 months for non-DISH providers or 27 months for DISH providers.
John, has Bessler discussed the HETS transition with CMS?
We have, and we believe that we've really been on top of this issue, not necessarily from the beginning, but as CMS has really started to put out more release summaries on the subject, we were certainly paying more attention to this. The original information about this came out almost a decade ago. However, about 3 or maybe 4 years ago at this point, CMS started to pay more attention to it, seemingly got much more serious about it. And obviously, as a representative and an advocate for our provider clients, we started to pay more attention to it as well. We've worked with our state hospital association as well as some out-of-state hospital associations to help shepherd a meeting with CMS to present all of these same points that we're talking about today and really make CMS aware of some of the unintended consequences that they have. Thus far, those meetings have been very proactive, very promising. I think CMS is really starting to understand our position as well as the position of the provider community to really keep the integrity of the data going forward.
Has Bessler been advocating on behalf of providers in any other ways?
Absolutely. And this is where, from a advisor perspective, the education component of what we do becomes very, very interesting. As I'd mentioned before, CMS's releases have really been under the radar. And so what we've been trying to do over the last few years has been systematically educating our customers and educating our friends on this particular subject, because from our perspective and the meetings that we've had thus far, have really indicated to us that the provider community may not be ready to make this change. And so from an education standpoint, continuing to get out there and meet with our clients and explain to them in very specific ways how this change might affect them, and not only let them know that the change is coming down, but that we are continuing to remain on the forefront of coming up with a more workable solution for everyone. In addition, we continue to work with not only the two state hospital associations that we're currently working with, however, also try to advocate in other states to raise awareness around the issue. And from our perspective, the louder we can beat the drum and more drums, the more likely we are to find a solution that works for everyone.
Is Bessler prepared for the transition to HETS?
Yes, we are. At Bessler Consulting, we have been testing against the data in both the Common Working File as well as the HETS system to ensure that the data is appropriate and identical. Whenever you convert systems, you always run the risk of data integrity issues. And for our clients and behalf of the provider community, we've been ensuring that the testing results that we get in both HETS and the Common Working File are consistent. And thus far, we have seen that they are. But we will continue to do so as HETS becomes more online. In addition, our systems and processes have been developed in a way to handle both systems, regardless of which way CMS ultimately decides to go.
John, thanks for all that great information today. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our audience?
Absolutely. If any provider out there would like to receive more information specifically about the conversion from the Common Working File to HETS, we're happy to share all of the data that we've thus far accumulated, as well as some of the survey results that we've gotten from our friends and colleagues around the industry. In addition, what I would also like to see for our friends and clients would be to reach out to their state hospital associations directly if they feel that they've got a relationship there, and make our voice heard down in Washington and Baltimore. I truly believe that if we can stand together on this issue, we can really help craft whatever the future is going to look like.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler Consulting.